It is necessary in certain moments of life in which our faith has to be tested. The Bible compares it with gold, and gold must go through very strong processes to demonstrate its purity, and that it really is of great value, like faith. We can all say that we believe in someone, or that we can say we believe in God, but to what extent? What are we declaring? Is it what we really live and express? That is why many situations in life are necessary, so that this faith is strengthened, grows. Faith grows and increases as we get to know the one in whom we believe. Now, if we place our trust in human beings, at any time, our trust will have made fun of us. Because people can fail us, yes or yes. But if our trust is in God, we will always be aware that He will never fail us. If at any moment we think that God has failed us, we have moved from the place where we should not move. If we really make decisions and think that God failed us because He did not accompany us, we did it out of His purpose and out of His will. So my beloved friends, life is challenging, and the challenges that God allows us to have in life are necessary to work our character, to make us mature, and to strengthen our faith. And that faith, which is strengthened in God, will sustain us. It will sustain us until the end, when God comes for us, so that we reach the goal, fulfill His purpose, and live in victory. Now, how do you live your faith? It will be that you give up easily. A firm faith helps us to see things from God's perspective. A firm faith helps us to remain firm in the face of circumstances, and to trust means what we do not see. God already has an elaborate plan, and He is going to give us a great victory. It helps us to stand firm so as not to move from the truth, so as not to move from the truth that we already have in the Lord. A firm faith helps us not to doubt. And when we pray and when we cry out to God, we can have the certainty that He has not been heard, and that just as we have listened, He also brings the correct answer. I ask you today, what you are seeing in front of your eyes. What are you seeing in front of your eyes? Perhaps it's not easy, but what is the attitude that you have to face it? Have you given up? Or are you praying, and are you strengthening yourself in God to remain firm and not to move? And to know that He in His time will give you the victory, that He in His time will do what He has declared to do. This makes me think of this story of a real life case, and the story of a person. His name is not registered in the Bible, but right now I am going to give you a biblical text. But I am going to tell you as a story so that you can understand a little how God intervened in the life of this man. This man was touched, transformed, and a miracle happened in his life. He was a man who had a big problem, a great illness. He was paralyzed. He could not walk. Perhaps he had tried everything in life, doctors, therapists, and who knows how many other things to be able to walk again. But simply a sentence, news, a word from his doctor had left him there for life on a stretcher or in a wheelchair, to the point of really convincing his mind that he was no longer going to walk. It happens very often when we consider that the options are running out and that we have to get used to the bad news, that we have to get used to what the doctor has already told us and throw ourselves to death. That is why it is necessary that faith is tested, so that we find patience and we can each day strengthen that relationship with God, which will sustain us at all times. Now, this person did not know about God. Perhaps if he knew about God, perhaps he had attended a church. At that time, they were called synagogues. And he had heard that there was a Lord who performed the miracles, and that it was the boom of the moment. Yes, he had heard about Jesus. Now, Jesus arrives in that region, in that place where he is. But this person's strength was gone. And I think at some point, you can feel identified with this person that I am talking about in this story. When the strength is gone, and when you resign yourself, that word is strong. When you resign yourself to pain, when you resign yourself to the disease, when you resign yourself to the bad news, and you think that you were already born like this, and that this is how you have to die, and that there can be no changes, and that perhaps a miracle is out of your reach. This man thought the same. And when he learned about Jesus, some, maybe, came to his house to tell him, you should go to that campaign. You should know him. Maybe he can do what someone else could not do. But this man had given up, disappointed, to no longer enjoy life, and to think that he even deserved to be prostrated in this situation. Believe me, that God's design is not that man suffers. The design of God is that man live according to the purpose, that destiny. And when we were far from the purpose, the world has other plans for us that look beautiful, but in the end, they are plans of destruction. They are plans of death. My beloved friend, who are listening to me right now, today I come through this audio talking to you and telling you about this biblical story because it was an event that happened and perhaps you can feel identified with it. And think today, and you can be sitting there looking away, thinking that everything is over because of the news that you received. But today I come to tell you about the good news, and that this and our Heavenly Father, God continues to perform miracles. And He is the same yesterday, today, always, and forever, forever. So this man, maybe he had already given up. But he had some friends who got worried and talked to him and told him, get ready because tonight we are going to take you to Jesus. We believe that something can happen. Perhaps it was not in his will, and maybe he wanted to go because, yes, his friends told him it is important to surround yourself with people of faith. It is important to surround yourself with the correct people who can inject you with the word of faith, can give you that word that comes from God to sustain you. And that is wonderful. These boys, these friends, raised his spirit, injected faith into him, changed that boy and that young man, and carried him on his stretcher. Now, the place was full, and apparently, once again, it seems that hope had been limited. Faith had been reached in to where the crowd was, because as they could pass a person on a stretcher, when there were hundreds and perhaps thousands surrounded Jesus, it seemed somewhat complicated. Perhaps Jesus was sitting in the room of a house teaching and praying for the sick. The whole block, the whole sector was full. Where did they enter? When they saw this crowd, perhaps this paralyzed man, his friend, would tell him, this is where we come. We better go back. This is from the beginning. Was a bad idea. But I imagine these friends looking at each other, another saying, there has to be another way. You know, today I come like one of these friends from God to tell you not to give up. Do not give up yet. Maybe you see a wall in front of you, a wall behind you, a wall to your right, a wall to your left, and you don't see anything, but you haven't always looked at the sky. God has a solution. We just have to give and get in tune with Him and pray and learn to listen what the Father wants us to listen, so that we can walk the way He wants us to walk, in the right way. And in that way, my beloved brothers, we can enjoy His response. So they looked at each other. They said, it's not going to be impossible. We got here. We are going to have to return without a miracle. We do not believe. They realized. They looked at it at the ceiling. And they did something out of the ordinary. For those who have no faith, and for normal people, it will be criticized. For others who give up easily, they would go there. But these guys knew it. They knew it was the time, the moment, and that something could happen when you are expecting and you know that something can happen. Something can happen. You are there waiting and you know that in some way or another, God is going to do something. They climbed on the roof, opened a part of the roof, made a hole. And from there, they lowered their paralyzed friend until they lowered him to the ground. And in front of Jesus, how many are going to criticize you at this time for believing? Of course, yes, because there could be more who are with you, telling you, give up. It's all over. Don't try it anymore. But maybe you have one or two. You have the same God telling you, I am God of wonders. I am God of miracle. I am God of opportunity. You just have to believe. You only have to believe. Look, to speak the language of God, it is the language of faith. You just have to believe and realize that there will always be an open door. The Lord has already prepared it for you. But in the end, in the cave, you decide, you stare at the crowd, you go back, or you see that up there, there's an opportunity. It will be a bit difficult, perhaps. You will cry, perhaps. You will have to be patient, perhaps. But you will see the reward, of course you do. Because once you trust, you are in front of Him. The impossible becomes possible. You have already given up. Do you think today that there is an opportunity from God for you? I have come to tell you. But after all, you are who you think. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for your fidelity. And while your word will not return you to empty, but will fulfill the purpose for which you have designed it, I pray for this happens in every heart who receives this word today. And that like this man, they can believe like this word, Lord, in Luke chapter 5 from verse 17. A man, Lord, who could be without hope, who was surrounded by the right people that they believed. And when Jesus was in front of him, everything changed. What he never expected could come. That today it happens with every heart, Lord, this morning. I ask you in the name of Jesus, because once we have a personal encounter with you face to face, everything changes. We no longer will be the same. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, God always arrives on time. Blessings.